All right, so here's what we're going to talk about right here now. Dan, where did you find this? Is 538.com? What is this website?
So 538 is the brainchild of Nate Silver, who's this analytical genius. He's a guy who's figured out computational things. Originally, he was in politics, and I think I forget what election year it was, but he correctly predicted like 98 of 100 races. He put, you know, it's a very kind
what's,
of
good Lord, what's he saying about this here?
Well, he's gotten out of the political game.
Okay.
They don't do politics as much. They've actually created a partnership with ESPN, so that they kind of are more sports based.
Oh, okay.
Now. They will do, right, you know, political things here and there, but you know, so he's just one of those guys that, like Malcolm Gladwell, who think outside the box, has figured out this Billy Bean money ball apply things nobody's seen before, put it all in a blender and create this new vision of things. So,
okay. And this is his website.
And that's Nate Silver's website, and this is one of his writers on there.
Okay, one of the writers, Walt Hickey is his name. Walt Hickey from 538 asked people recently married to send their set list to find out what songs and artists are played at the most weddings. Okay. So I'm opening up the phone lines. 312-981-7201. What songs do you never, ever want to hear at a wedding ever again? 312-981-7200. What songs do you love hearing at a wedding? If you've gone to recent weddings, what songs have you heard? If you have been married, what was your first song, and what songs did you request not to be played? Because we have that list here. We have a list here of songs that people went out of their way to not play. But I do have a list, and this is scientifically done, of the songs that appear on the most set lists. The songs that appear on the most set list of weddings, and this is recent weddings. These are weddings from last year. So these are, you know, weddings that are happening now. Now, we can go back in time. We can go back to the 70s and talk about some of the songs that were being played at weddings then. If you got married back in the 60s, we'd love to hear what was played then. And then we have a list of the artists that make the most appearance on set list. But here's what I love. I was looking at this, and they do have the do not play lists, okay? The do not play lists. And the entire catalogs, get this, many have chosen the entire catalogs of Maroon 5, the entire catalog, the Village People, and some idiot said the entire catalog of the Dave Matthews Band should not be played at the weddings. So 312-981-7200, we're talking about wedding music. And we also want to help a listener out named Kathleen, and I'll tell you all about that when we come back. 312-981-7200.
Wow.
Nick DiGilio here on a Tuesday morning, 2 for Tuesday, and here's our first 2 for Tuesday request. 331 requested Survivor, Oceans, a deep cut. Yeah, man. Oceans by Survivor, man. Deep cut. All right. That's our first request for 2 for Tuesday. Nick DiGilio here. We are talking about wedding and music at weddings, and we have the current Ultimate Wedding Playlist from the website 538.com. They put out a survey, and they asked people in the last year what were the most popular songs, the most played songs, and the most played artists at weddings. And then we want to talk about songs that you've heard at weddings that you love, songs that you never want to hear again at a wedding. 312-981-7200. Also, from our listener, Kathleen. Kathleen says, I listen every chance I get, and I really enjoy your show. Thank you, Kathleen. It says, my son is getting married in August, and we are looking for an upbeat, wishing you the best kind of song. I'm having trouble coming up with anything that he too likes. With your vast knowledge that you seem to be the perfect one to ask for suggestions, I don't know about the vast knowledge part. I would appreciate help if possible, a faithful listener, any chance I can get, and that's Kathleen. Now, she's just looking for like a song to like dance with her son and to like wish him good luck.
Yeah, typically there's a mother-son dance.
Right.
That, you know, just.
I've been married twice. so like she's looking for a song that she can dance, an upbeat song that will wish her son well. All right, well, let's throw that out there. 312-981-7200. If you are a son or the mother of a son who got married, what did you dance to? What's the upbeat song that you could dance to? Maybe it's one on this list. So I haven't been to a wedding since my own 7 years ago. That's the last. Dan, you go to a wedding every 2 weeks, right?
about that.
Now, what were some of the songs over the past couple of years? You've been to a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
Are there songs that show up all the time that are played like pretty consistently?
Yeah, I mean, you know, your standard Earth, Wind, and Fire, September, yeah. Usually that's for sure. The Electric Slide.
Yeah.
In terms of more modern stuff, Usher's Yeah. Black Eyed Peas.
Is that Yeah?
Yeah. Little John.
That was Little John, right?
Yeah.
He's on that song, right? Yes. He's the one going, Yeah!
He's the one screaming, Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling, or Let's Get This Party Started, or both.
God.
Those are the ones that...
Okay. How about you, Esmeralda? When was the last time you were at a wedding? You were just at a wedding, right? A couple weeks ago. Yeah,
a couple weeks ago. The one that they played, I think they played it in a silliness kind of way. It was the Chicken Dance.
I love the Chicken Dance. I was had it played at both my weddings.
Well, they played it there, but the one that I love and I've heard it at other weddings is Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh, well, see now. Well, yeah, that's not an appropriate song to play at a wedding.
No, it's awesome.
That girl is poison.
Everyone gets down.
Well, lyrically, I bet like the in-laws are like, hey, what?
They're not listening.
Yeah. Well, at that point, they're probably half in the bag anyway. It is an open bar.
There you go.
Do you remember what their first dance was, Esmeralda?
I can't remember. I was actually just looking at a video, or it was pictures that turned into like a GIF of them dancing.
Oh, really?
Like a couple hours ago.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, hey, look what I found on my phone.
Oh, I was just on there. Dan, what was your first, you and Eileen, what was your first dance again?
All right, so I have to preface this. The song is called Haven't Met You Yet by Michael Bublé. So obviously people are like, oh.
Wait, that was yours?
That was our first song.
What
does that
so
mean?
Cheesy.
So. Uh-huh.
This guy's favorite song is that song from Titanic. Yeah, let's not talk about cheesy.
Oh, man, did you play that? You played that.
You had to play that again.
No.
What?
So, Esmeralda, I don't think, has heard the story, so I'll keep it short.
Right.
As other people have. The power was out at our wedding for the first hour and a half of the reception.
It was the night of the, just quickly, just to put it in perspective, Esmeralda, you'll know where you were. It was the night where they had to evacuate Lollapalooza. Remember when that horrible storm came in?
Yeah.
I was here at work and was looking out the window and watching the world end. That was the night of their wedding,
right?
Of their reception.
So you should have just sang it.
Well, you know, there was a big production because one of the defining moments in my relationship with Eileen was I actually sang that song to one of her best friends, and that was like right at the time we were getting serious. So the plan was for us to start playing that song, and I would have started dancing with Eileen, and then I would have pushed her away and grabbed her friend.
nice.
But that did not happen.
You should have improvised and then done a thing where you pick her up and do the boat thing from the movie.
Oh, yeah. No,
I don't know how you would do that since you're not moving
on
a boat. But.
All right. Well, so that was your first song, was the Bubbly and Ham.
Right.
Ham and Bubbly, as it says on that SNL sketch. Okay, we got a break here because we got the news coming up. What was your first song? I'll give you my two real quick, at my weddings. My first dance at my first wedding in 96 was I've Been Loving You Too Long by Otis Redding. And in 2009, in my second wedding, our first dance was Haunted by Sinead O'Connor and Shane McGowan, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. So, and you know what? I can still listen to those songs with no issues. It's not like, Haunted makes me a little sad, but I've Been Loving You Too Long. It's Otis. It doesn't make me sad. So anyway, so those were the two first songs that were played at my fantastic weddings. So there you go. All right. 312-981-7200. Songs that you love, songs that you hate, weddings. 312-981-7200. And we'll got the news coming up. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. I'm Overnight Dude here till 5 a.m. on WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah. Get your requests in. 312-981-7200. Text in your request. One artist, two songs. 331 area code Survivor again, man. First night. Boy, that's 80s. Man, that is 80s. All right. We are talking about weddings and receptions and music. We do want to help out a listener named Kathleen, whose son is getting married, congratulations, in August. And they're looking for an upbeat, wishing you the best kind of song to dance to. So what do you guys think? 312-981-7200. And what are the best songs at weddings, worst songs? What songs do you never want to hear again? And from 538.com, I do have the ultimate current wedding playlist. All right. Esmeralda, you want to take a crack at what you think is – I'll just see if you can guess what's one of the top five that are played in weddings. You know, like this is from the past year.
Happy. By what's his face?
Arby's hat.
Yes, Arby's Fair. Hat.
That's actually number 18.
Oh.
Yeah, that's number 18. That's number 18. I would have thought that would be higher too.
Yeah, I mean, it is older now. It's a couple of years, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that song so much.
All right.
Oh my.
Some of us
God.
Like to be happy, Nick.
That song doesn't make me happy. A lot of songs make me happy. That's not one of them. That song makes me want to kick puppies and punch nuns.
You know,
I can't stand
it. You know who the new happy is? That new Justin Timberlake song.
Which one?
From the Troll soundtrack. Or Trolls.
Trolls?
Yeah, they're making a movie about the trolls. You know those
with
the hair.
It's a, yeah.
Is yeah, it, he has a song out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
It's essentially the equivalent of happy.
Is it?
It's very upbeat and happy.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's Timberlake, I'll probably like it as opposed to Arby's Hat Man. So. All right, I'll give you the number one. Are you ready for number one? This one kind of surprised me because this song is older, Dan, don't you think? I mean, look at this. This song's 13 years old. Number one.
I don't have a list in front of me.
Oh, sorry. I just assume you knew everything because you're the smartest guy in the room. It's Hey Ya is number one. And I mean, I can understand why it's played at weddings. It's a great song. And, you know, and that's one of those songs that, you know, despite the fact that it was everywhere in 2003, like you could not turn on the radio, you couldn't go to a bar, I never got sick of that song. I don't know what it is. There are certain things. Do you know what I'm talking about, Esmeralda? You know how you get tired of a song? Like Happy, I got tired after the third time I heard it. I was like, all right, I'm done.
Now, are you talking in a period of time or just of all time?
Of all time.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh.
Because, you know, there are some... I mean, yeah, I guess I have a few where I'm like, yes.
Well, Hey Ya doesn't, I mean, I could still listen to Hey Ya Nah and now and still dig it. Really, seriously, I love that song. I think it's great.
That's a good song.
But there was a time, I mean, Esmeralda, you couldn't turn on the damn radio without that thing being on.
Right.
I mean, it was so ubiquitous in like 2003. It was everywhere. And people running around shaking Polaroid pictures.
To the point where Polaroid had to be like,
they had to make a statement. You don't do that. That's kind of survival. I don't know. I don't know why I find that kind of surprising.
You know what? I think later he addresses in the article, like, there seems to be like a 10 to 12 year swing on things. So kids who are getting married today maybe are 20, between, let's say, 25 and 28. So 10 to 12 years ago, those guys were 15.
Right.
And when you're a 15-year-old kid, you know, Hey Ya comes out.
That's right. Here's what it says. Another when they're breaking it down. Thanks for pointing that out, Dan. It says that age will play a factor. It isn't so much that Uptown Funk will be absent from weddings within 10 years, but rather Uptown Funk may be absent from weddings within 10 years, but it would make a hell of a comeback 25 years from now when their offspring starts to get married. Uptown Funk, by the way, number three.
Well, that's the thing of, oh my God, I haven't heard this in forever,
right,
type of thing.
And that's when you play stuff like that at a wedding, it's always fun. Like if you haven't heard, so I guess, Hey Ya, that makes sense. Hey Ya's 13 years old. You know, I guess that makes sense. Uptown Funk is, see, and that's another song that I don't get sick of. I could never get sick of Uptown Funk.
Trumpets.
I love, it's those trumpets.
That horn section.
I love that song. I love that song. Still might be my favorite SNL musical performance of all time was the night that Ronson and Bruno Mars were on. And that was the Thanksgiving. I want to say it was a Thanksgiving episode, 2014. And Cameron Diaz was the host. And I remember watching it going, what? Because I hadn't heard the song because I don't keep up on things. My first time ever hearing that song was that night on SNL, and I was like, okay, this song is unbelievable. So, number two is I Want to Dance with Somebody by The Houston.
I mean, it's very catchy.
Yeah, I'm not quite a fan.
I've been surprised how often I've heard that at weddings, because, like, I would not have pegged that as, like...
Me too.
A song to hear at weddings, but it's been played probably at 8 of the last 10 weddings I've attended.
Yeah. I mean, by this set list, too. So it's Hey Ya, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Uptown Funk, Shout.
Oh, that's because probably of
Animal House?
Yeah. Because then you get down and right. You do all that.
A little bit softer now, and then the right. DJ turns the volume down, and then everybody by that point. No, yes, I don't think it was played at either of my weddings. I know it wasn't played at my second wedding. Might have been played at the first one. I don't know. But yeah, and then number five is Crazy in Love. And that's...
That is a jam.
That's Beyonce, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Love that song.
Okay.
That was played at my wedding.
Crazy in Love was?
That was one of mine. Like, this has to be played.
Wow.
And then you did some Beyonce shake your hair moves?
Yep.
Okay.
Among other things.
Oh.
Oh.
There it is. Here's Stacy on WGN. Hi, Stacy.
Hey, Nick. How are you, my friend?
All right. What's up?
Well, I'm going to just filter in a couple of things because I'm very old school. The only song that should be, you know, as a bride's walking down the aisle is We've Only Just Begun by the sweetest voice ever, Karen Carpenter.
Yeah, she had the voice of an angel.
That's it.
I'm not exaggerating. She had the voice of an angel.
The voice.
Yep.
And it's the 70s and everything.
Yep.
Esmeralda, yes, the chicken dance, but you forgot the hokey pokey because you have to get that in there.
Well, the hokey pokey, yeah. Do people still do the hokey pokey at weddings?
Yeah, at Jewish weddings.
Okay.
anyway, Celebration by Kool & the Gang.
I know, single wedding.
Every, and that's on a positive. Now, I was telling Ron that I was at a wedding where that power ballad by Poison,
Every rose has its thorn.
Whatever.
Yeah, right.
This marriage lasted 12 minutes, I swear to God. 12 weeks, they were done. So you don't want to have that going for you.
Uh-huh.
So that's ghastly. Now, a couple more seconds. The first dance of the parents.
Yeah.
And it was Night and Day by Cole Porter.
Well, that's great.
You know, yeah. The parents came out, the Mocatanis, because, you know, whatever, they all came out and they danced to that.
Yeah.
The other one thing, which I totally forgot, my train of thought just crashed, but I'm very old school, and some of these songs that are out now, I'm just like, they have no heart. They have, Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. I was at a wedding. They did that. Do you remember that stupid song?
No,
Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were married for 4 years.
So you're saying the song that you picked to dance at your wedding depends on how successful your wedding is going
to
be, or how your marriage is going to be.
Yeah, I think it has. It's just like you don't buy your partner a pair of shoes. You know why? Because they're going to walk out of your life one day.
Wow. All right.
Hey, I'm from the improv. I know, but I keep tabs on these things.
All right. Okay.
And these are just little tidbits for those out there listening.
All right. Well, thanks, Stacy.
All right.
Take care.
You, Nick.
See ya. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I didn't think there'd be anybody more bitter than I am about relationships to talk on the show. That's an interesting idea, though. It depends on what your first dance is, how well your marriage will go. I happen to think both songs that were played at my two weddings are great songs. I don't think it had anything to do with my marriage is not lasting.
You're the exception.
Do you think that, really? I mean, I've Been Loving You Too Long by Otis Redding. That's one of the greatest songs ever recorded and one of the most beautiful and romantic songs ever recorded. Now, and are you familiar, Esmeralda, are you familiar with Haunted by Sinead O'Connor and Shane MacGowan?
No, I'm not. No, I don't know that
one. That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And also, but I have to say, it depends on whether, you know, it depends on whether you like Shane MacGowan's voice, because Shane MacGowan of the Pogues, not known for his for his dulcet tones. If you know what I'm saying, when you think romantic songs, you don't think Shane MacGowan. But you know, pairing him up with Sinead O'Connor, who has one of the most beautiful, magnificent voices ever in the history of music, I was inspired, and it's such a beautifully written song. It is such a great song. So, let's see. 331 area code says, I'll be getting married next year. My wife and I have picked our first song to be Close Your Eyes by Michael Bublé. Do you think Michael Bublé now is like the first song guy?
I guess so.
Yeah?
He's got a lot of lovey-dovey songs. And then he's got the whole old school sounding thing, so people like
Well, he does standards, right? Or he sounds like he does standards.
He does. I think he did a whole album of standards.
He did. Of course he
does,
did.
You know, he does his own stuff.
You know, it's funny. Except for the song we danced to, I dislike all of his music. Almost everything that he does.
Yeah.
But the one song we danced to.
I'm not a big fan either. I actually think the guy's funny. Dan, can you think you could find Hammond Bubbly? From do you know what I'm talking about, Esmeralda? Do you remember that sketch from SNL? John Hamm was the host, and John Hamm was the host, and Michael Bublé was the musical guest, and they did a bit for for a restaurant chain that John Hamm opened up called Hamm and Bubbly, where they serve ham and champagne.
I'd go there.
It's hysterical because it gets to the point where like Michael Bublé is terrified because I guess John Hamm had kidnapped him and forced him to be a part of this restaurant business and kept calling him Bubbly. And in the commercial, he sings the theme song live. You know, they're doing the commercial live, and John Hamm. But John, and that was right around the time when I'm like, you know, hey, you know who's the funniest man on earth? John Hamm is the funniest man on earth. Do you remember how surprised, Dan, do you remember how surprising that was? Because I only knew him from Mad Men, okay? Then he, like, shows up on Saturday Night Live, and I'm like, this is the funniest guy on the planet. When, Esmeralda, do you remember when discovering John Hamm being funny?
Right. No, because you see him in one thing, you go, oh, look, he's funny. But then he keeps showing up in a bunch of things. You're like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
He's really actually funny.
He's hysterically funny. He is unbelievably funny. I think it's so weird because now he's known mostly as like a comedic actor. But right out of the gate, he does Mad Men, you know, and you're like, oh, this guy's dark and kind of mean. And then he turns out to be hilarious. Do you have?
I do. It's long, though, so we should probably take
All right, let's take a break. All right, we'll
Shades
take a break.
Of Leslie Nielsen, though.
Yeah. 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 Leslie Nielsen. Yeah. We're going to talk about nuts again. Him running around in his Speedo.
247.
That's right. All right. We're going to break here. When we come back, we got more wedding music to talk about. 312-981-7200. We want to hear from you. What songs do you never want to hear at a wedding again? What were your favorites? What were some that were played at weddings that you've gone to or were a part of? 312-981-7200. That's what I'm living for. Boy, this is bringing back some memories. I haven't heard this song in years. 773 area code on 2 for Tuesday. Andy Gibb. Love Is. Andy Gibb. Wow. I am assuming we're going to hear Shadow Dancing. That would be my... No, we're not going to hear Shadow... They didn't pick Shadow Dancing? They're going deeper? Andy Gibb, man. Wow, 70s. If you were around in the 70s... You remember Andy Gibb. Whew. All right. Two for Tuesday, yeah. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here. Okay. Let's continue down this list here. Number six on the list that you hear at, according to 538.com, we're talking about the ultimate current wedding playlist. Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. I used to love that song until the Sox won the World Series. Now I can't hear it. Now I can't listen to it. Although I did, I did love it on Glee. I thought they did a great job on it. I'm one of those people that watch Glee way past its expiration date.
See, that's why I got tired of it.
Because of Glee?
That song, yeah, it was everywhere.
Yeah, but Sox in 2005. That was when I was like, no, never again. And then when it was brought back for Glee, I was happy. Okay, Billie Jean is next on the list.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
My friend's wedding, they played PYT.
See, now that's good.
That's a jam.
Yeah, that's a jam. Get Lucky. Now, that's the Daft Punks, right, with their robot heads.
Yes.
Esmeralda, did you get to see Popstar?
No.
Okay.
No, not yet.
Because they do a bit where he forces his DJ to put a giant robot helmet on. And light shoot out of it and stuff, and it's ridiculous. Get Lucky, that's a good song. I enjoy that song. But that's Arby's Hat guy sings that song, doesn't he?
He's
on it,
he
right?
He sings the vocals.
Yeah. All right. Twist and Shout. Are we talking the Beatles? It's got to be, right? Yeah. Shut Up and Dance is number 10. I see this a lot here on some of these. What is Shut Up and Dance? What is that?
It was really popular last summer.
Do you know who did it?
Yeah, it's by a band called Walk the Moon.
Walk the Moon?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up. I'm sure if you heard it, you'd recognize it.
I'd recognize it if I heard it. Okay, but that's number 10 here on the list of set list appearances for weddings. So that's a very popular song to hear at a wedding. Just Shut Up and Dance. Number 11 is September, as we mentioned, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think you could play any Earth, Wind, and Fire song at a wedding, and it's awesome. And then coming in next is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, another Michael Jackson. That's one of his best songs.
All right, here is Shut Up and Dance.
Here's Shut Up and Dance. No idea.
Wow, that song is everywhere.
Seriously.
Yeah, I've heard it. But...
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea. Number 13 on the list is Yeah. That's Usher, right? That's the Yeah!
Usher, Lil Jon,
and
Ludacris.
And Ludacris?
I believe he is on there, yes.
Next, 14 on the list is I Want You Back. Another Michael Jackson. That's ABC. That's ABCs. It's the ABCs. It's the Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah, they played that at my friend's wedding. I remember because then I did the Jackson 5 leg thing they do. The kicks.
I see.
And then I did a spin.
You did like the Jackson 5 moves.
Yes.
Okay.
So you have to.
Next on the list is You Make My Dreams. Is it Hall & Oates?
That's pretty upbeat.
You make my dreams come true. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's a good one.
It's a great song, but that seriously is on the is what?
That one makes you want to skip through a park.
Well, doesn't he do that in 500 Days of Summer?
Right.
Does he? Well, because it's that kind of song.
And you hate that movie, by the way, because Zooey Deschanel is in it.
Yeah, no, I don't like because of her.
And that is the song that he does, right? That's the song that he does. I think it is the song that he does when he's dancing. He does like the musical number in the middle of the park.
Because that song makes everyone want to do that, or ride a bike.
It's You Make My Dreams Come True.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
One of those two people bikes.
That would be a tandem.
There
bike.
You go. Yeah. One of them tandem bikes through a park.
You know, when you ride that, you have to play Bicycle Built for Two.
Do you honestly envision you and V doing that though?
Maybe.
We just gave blood together. Now we're going to ride through the park on a tandem bike listening to Hall & Oates.
Next time I see him, I'll slip him a little note and be like, hey, you want to make Esmeralda's day?
Beware of this. At some point, by the way, you guys are going to become animated. That's,
yeah.
I think throughout the...
Or I somehow jump onto the bike as it's moving.
Yeah, like Pee-wee.
Yeah.
If we find a pickup line involving a tandem bike, I think it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to play Bicycle Built for Two. That's the song to play.
Well, I'm sure you'll be on the bike longer. Mm-hmm. Play two songs.
Okay. 815 area code says, I never want to do the duck dance or the Macarena. We had the in 96 when I got married, it was at the height of the Macarena. We said, you can't play the Macarena. You play the Macarena. I said to the DJ, if you play the Macarena, I will bust the turntable over your head.
Yikes.
But, of course, I did insist that we play the chicken dance. So, here's one of the reasons why I had the chicken dance at both my weddings. One, I love the chicken dance. I love it. I think it's hysterical. I love it.
And
also,
you do it? You do the chicken dance?
Of course I do the chicken dance.
All right. Just checking.
Yes. And also, I directed a play called White Trash Wedding and a Funeral. And in it, part of the plot was the evil bride who is getting married to this guy. He will inherit the septic tank cleaning business from his aunt when she dies. So she wants the money. She wants to inherit the thing, the bride does. So her plot is, at the reception, Aunt Shirley, who owns the septic tank cleaning business, loves the chicken dance. And they want to play it over and over again until she has a heart attack and dies so that she gets the septic tank. So there's a scene in the show where there's a nonstop chicken dance, where like a big part of the plot is this chicken dance. And in 1996, when I got married, it was right at the height of the popularity of White Trash Wedding and a Funeral, and the entire cast was at the wedding. So we basically took over the floor, and we did the chicken dance like 90 times. The girl who played Aunt Shirley passed out on the floor. So that was just... So I just have an emotional attachment theatrically. It was one of the most successful shows that I've ever been a part of, ever. Anyway, all right, we got a break here. When we come back, more wedding stuff, 312-981-720. We got texts coming in. We want to hear from you as well. All right, news is next. Andy Gibb, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Good morning, everybody. Live in the Allstate studio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5. Two for Tuesday. 773 area code is bringing back some 70s memories with some Andy Gibb. Two for Tuesday. You want to jump in? 312-981-7200, text in your requests. Coming up after the 4:30 news, Mike Oswald is going to join us. He's the author of Your Guide to the National Parks, a tremendous book. And he's going to give us tips on how you can save money by having a really, really great trip to a national park. And he's written the ultimate guide to that, seriously. And so he's going to join us after 4:30 to help you out with your vacation plans. Now that it's summertime. Right now, we're talking about weddings and wedding music and music that you hear at weddings and songs that you'd never want to hear at a reception ever again. And we have a listener named Kathleen whose son is getting married in August, and she was looking for an upbeat, wishing you the best kind of song to dance to for her son. 312-981-7200. All right. We've got some more texts coming in. 606 area code says, I never want to hear Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Boy George ever again. Are you going to play that at a wedding? Culture Club song?
Seems real sad.
It is a sad song.
You could do Karma Chameleon.
Yeah. Or War is Stupid and People Are Stupid.
That would be a great hit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you remember War is Stupid and People Are Stupid? We talked about this. We talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, we did.
And you guys don't remember it. We had to play it. Remember?
Well, Dan, now I do.
Dan had to. Remember, you had to, because you guys thought I was like.
Need is a strong word. We chose to play it, despite the fact your impersonation was so strong that.
But you guys had never heard it, so it was like I think you guys thought I had lost my mind, and I was like making a "War is stupid and people are stupid," but that's the song. 815 area code. Oh, my God. How could I forget about Proud Mary? Proud Mary, one of the best and worst wedding songs. So you guys, I don't think you were ever in the era where Proud Mary was played at every single wedding and celebratory event ever. This was a big 70s and 80s thing.
Actually, Eileen's friends have a routine. They like the three girls, Margot, Lauren, and the other Lauren, they at each one of their weddings, they played it and they all, like, switched positions. The girl who was getting married played Tina and the other two were the backup
dancers.
That's
fantastic. Now, see, here's the weird thing, though, Dan. In the 70s, for the most part, it was the Creedence version that got played. Now, I can understand them playing the Ike and Tina Turner version because that version rocks and Tina rules. But it was mostly in the 70s, man. Like, especially a wedding band. Like, if you were in a wedding band and you didn't know a cover of Proud Mary, you just quit. Best First Dance is by anything by Richard Marx. No, come on. No way. Now, a song by Dick Marx. That would be better. Right. That's our first dance, everybody. It's the best. It's the best sports team song ever written, and it's written by Richard Marx's dad.
I do love that song.
Yeah, that's the best. It is the best. And I'm not just saying that because it's my favorite sports team in the world. I'm just saying it's the greatest song ever written about a sports team in professional sports. You know, when the wedding party came in, when Heather and I got married in 2009, you were there, Dan.
I was.
We came into Chelsea Dagger.
Yep.
The Hawks had been knocked out of the playoffs at that point, and this was in 2009, and the Hawks had been knocked out of the playoffs by the time we got married. We got married May 16th. And we were both, because Heather is a huge hockey fan, a huge Hawks fan. And we were very concerned because her brother, who was my best man, plays hockey and is a huge, it's big hockey, everybody in the family, hockey nuts. So we were like, well, here's the problem. If they're still in the playoffs on May 16th, we're bringing the TV out during the reception. We're watching the game. That's just what's going to happen. So, but anyway. All right. Proud Mary. Good Lord. 815 area code. Hi, Nick. I used to DJ weddings, reunions, etc. The one that landed on my Do Not playlist a lot was Billy Idol's Money Money. Yeah. First of all, that's Tommy James' Money Money. And then Billy Idol stole it in the 80s. And that's when the stupid, like, callback thing started. You guys remember the call? I can't say it on the air. Do you guys remember the callback thing?
No.
Here she comes now saying, Money, Money, hey, get blah, blah, blah. I can't sing it on the radio, but in the 80s it became a callback thing. They would say, here she comes down saying, Money, Money, and then you would say, you would do a callback thing, because drunk frat boys began doing that in the 80s.
People wouldn't do that at weddings, would they?
Oh, yes.
What?
Oh, yes.
Give grandma a heart attack.
That's one of the reasons why I believe, you know, a lot of people would put it on a Do Not playlist for a DJ, especially in the 80s. I mean, it was everywhere. I mean, in the late 80s, you played Money Money, like if somebody played it in a bar, the whole place, all the drunken frat boys would go, hey, blah, blah, blah. I can't say it on the air, but people who know what I'm talking about, people out there, you know what I'm talking about. Money Money gets played in a bar in the 80s or at a party or at a wedding. There is a frat boy, vulgar callback that you do throughout the song that I'm sure Tommy James was thrilled when he first heard that. Tommy James wrote the song. It's like, what are they doing to my song? What have these frat boys done to my song? Let's see. 773 area card. Our song was Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just, it's from Mannequin, man. I'd say, hey, Dan, have you seen the Skeleton Twins?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've seen that scene.
It's beautiful. Esmeralda, have you seen the Skeleton Twins?
I have not.
With Hader and Wig?
No.
It's really a great movie, like a really, really wonderful movie. And I got to say, both performances are great. But Bill Hader is particularly great in that movie, like a really, really great performance. And there's a moment in the movie where they lip sync. You know, she's in a really bad mood. Some terrible things have happened. She's in a really bad mood. And so he puts that song on. And obviously when they were kids, they lip synced it together. And then there's this really wonderful scene where they sing it or lip sync it.
By the way, speaking of Saturday Night Live, we do have the Bublé.
Oh, well, let me set that up a little real quick then so we can hear that. Michael Bublé, who was the first song at Eileen and Dan's wedding, and was the first song at many weddings, evidently. He was the musical guest when John Hamm hosted at one point, because John Hamm has hosted like four times. He was the musical guest, and they did this bit where the setup is John Hamm opened up a restaurant with Michael Bublé called Ham and Bubbly, but he's mispronouncing Michael Bublé's last name, and all they serve is ham and champagne. So this is the bit. It's very funny. Here we go.
Tonight's the night, making it right, a perfect meal for you and I.
Good evening, I'm John Hamm. If you're looking for a romantic night out at a restaurant that specializes in pork dishes and fine champagne, then look no further than Ham and Bubbly.
It's actually pronounced Bublé.
Well, Bublé doesn't work, so now it's pronounced Bubbly. If you enjoy cozy atmosphere, excellent service, and healthy servings of pig meat accompanied by sparkling wines, you'll love Ham and Bubbly. Now sing.
So grab your fork and pop the cork. It's time for your mouth to celebrate.
Take your pick from one of our delicious menu options, like the Ham Bubbly, a 12-pound champagne-glazed Smithfield ham, perfect for lovers. Or the Bubbly Ham, A champagne inspired by elegance and purity and filled with floating chunks of pork. I'll let you know you're drinking something special. Let me drop these off.
I know what you're thinking, and I agree. This is a bad idea for a restaurant. Oh no, he's coming back when I get a chance. I'll explain how he came to this.
And if you like entertainment with your meal, you're in luck. Every night at Ham and Bubbly, Mr. Michael Bubbly will perform two shows. In the 8 p.m. show, Michael is a ventriloquist. At 11 p.m., he does a one-man show about William Faulkner.
Don't you think it would just be better if I sang in the shows?
Excuse me. That sound means another delicious ham is ready.
I was at a party. John Hamm came up to me. I could tell right away he was pretty drunk. He pushed me in the corner, asked me, do you like money? Because I have an idea that'll make a fortune. I thought he was joking, so I started to laugh. His eyes went black and he slapped my face. Delicious ham, refreshing champagne. Oh, what a wonderful restaurant. He's holding me captive. He took my cell phone. I haven't seen sunlight, oh, for days. So please call the police before it's too late. I have a feeling he's standing right behind me.
Is there a problem, Michael?
No problem at all. So glad to be here. This night is like a dream come true for me.
You are on the thinnest of ice. So stop by Ham and Bubbly. If you can find a better place for pork and champagne, keep it to yourself.
Ham and Bubbly, because ham means pork and bubbly means champagne.
See? That's so funny. Oh, man. All right. We got a break here. We got more texts coming in. By the way, my ex-mother-in-law just texted me. She, of course, was at my wedding to her daughter in 2009. And she says for her wedding with her husband, Jack, who was a wonderful man, our first dance in 1968 was Just the Way You Look Tonight by Frank Sinatra. And she said, you're bringing back some great memories. Thank you, MJ. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more texts coming in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And wedding songs that you loved. And I think, hey, Dan, you know, before we have our guests on, let's do another round of That's Not My Name. We haven't done that in a while.
All right. Sounds good.
Dan and Esmeralda, you guys are going to try and guess the real names of celebrities because you guys are both so good at it.
We've never gotten close, have we?
Daniel Liofsky, that's all I got to say.
I thought you were going to say we'd never gotten one wrong.
So we'll do that a little bit later on, and then we'll tell you about great national parks that you can go to this summer.
Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sunlight's out in the daytime.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Two for Tuesday. 606 requested Peggy Lee and Fever. This is one of the greatest songs ever. By the way, have you seen, Esmeralda, have you seen Near Dark?
Who's in it?
You'd remember if you saw it. Lance Hendrickson is in it. It's about vampire, it's like a Western with vampires. Bill Paxton is in it.
Oh, no.
Dan, you've seen Near Dark, right?
I have, yes.
There's a fantastic scene. It's vampires. It's a vampire Western. So it's very realistic. So, great movie. All right. Let's see. We're talking about weddings and songs and all that stuff. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Here you go. 920 area code says, how about You Are the Sunshine of My Life for the mother-son dance? That's good. Stevie Wonder? Yeah, that's a good one. 606 area code for the mother-son dance. How about Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle? And then following this up, Brian says, our first dance was Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle, but the most memorable one for me was Ready to Die by Andrew W.K. Everyone just got up and thrashed around wildly, and it was grand. I don't know that song. I just know if you're going to party, party hard and party good or whatever.
It's probably about the same thing. Most of his songs follow that same
is the
line.
Is the goal at the end of an Andrew W. Clay song, Andrew W. Dice Clay at the end of at the end of an Andrew W.K. song, is the goal to have a busted nose? Is that because
I mean, if that happens, it happens.
Yeah, and then take a picture and put it on the front of an album cover. Hey, Nick, my buddy is going to play at his wedding Sounds of Silence by Disturbed. If you haven't heard it, it's really awesome. It wouldn't have been my choice, though, he says. I have heard Disturbed's version of Sounds of Silence, and it is pretty great. Now, I'm not a Disturbed fan. Well, I'm Disturbed, but I'm not a fan of the band Disturbed, but I really think that their version of Sound of Silence is pretty cool. Have you heard it, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Gotta say.
Not for a wedding, but all right.
No, not for a wedding. Trevor in Antioch says, Spend a Lifetime by Jamiroquai. They played it at my first wedding reception. They'll play it at my second. Yeah. 630 area code says, Living on a Prayer was another song that was played at every single wedding in the 90s. Yeah. Yeah, wasn't played at my wedding in the 90s, I can tell you that. No, no Jovi.
Have you seen the new DirecTV commercials?
Yes, I have.
Fantastic.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's like the jam.
I bet Mary has them all on DVR because she loves Bon Jovi.
Massive respect to him for letting him go, like Elder Statement, Touch of Grey in the Hair.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's respected as much as Springsteen now, Bon Jovi.
Steely good looks.
I still don't understand when that all happened, when Bon Jovi became respected. I still have no idea when that all happened. I woke up one morning thinking that Bon Jovi was a really ridiculous, laughable, awful hair metal band from the 80s to find out that he is now a respected musician and songwriter.
So that's the first thing you think of in the morning?
Yeah.
Bon Jovi?
No, it just happened overnight, I'm saying. Okay. One morning I woke up and I went, when did this happen? Like I was looking around and I was reading periodicals that suddenly were claiming that John Bon Jovi is a great songwriter and that the band is great and that they are well-respected.
So you had a bunch of magazines around you with
I'm picturing in the library.
In the internet, I'm looking on the internet, nothing but stories about John Bon Jovi being...
The magazines on the big wood stick.
Yeah.
Imagining that you have a room with just Bon Jovi things.
That's right.
And you love to say you hate him, but you really love him.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. He's not a joke. His band was not a joke in the 80s. They were not laughably bad. You're absolutely right. I still don't understand it. I just don't get it. Because they were a joke. I'm telling you, I was there. Critics did not respect them. People did not think they were good. People laughed at them. They had bad songs and bad hair. And then suddenly, like around the late 90s, you know, they're great, man. They're the most greatest songwriters out of Jersey since Springsteen. Really? Where were you in 1987 when anybody with musical taste laughed at them? Don't understand it. Dirk the Cop says, Taking Care of Business still fills the dance floor to this day. Yeah, those are kind of dated, man. And then same thing with Color My World. Oh, my God. There's another one, man. Proud Mary and Color My World in the 70s. If you didn't know those songs and you were in wedding band, forget it. Most recently, Wild Wild West. Even my butt can pick up the beat and dance to that. Wild Wild West from, like, the 80s? That song was Wild Wild West.
Or the Will Smith
song.
No,
I think he's talking about the one from the 80s. Who did that song? Dan, can you find out? It's like from 86. Well, then the Wild Wild West.
The Escape Club.
That's it. The Escape Club. That was... Big hit, this song.
That's when you go to the dessert table.
I don't know.
It's like, time to take a break.
I don't see that song lighting up the dance floor. I'm sorry, Dirk DeKop. I really don't see that song lighting up the dance floor. Now, if you played You Spin Me Right Around, Baby, Right Around, like a record, baby, right round, 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 that would fill up the dance floor. That song was popular around the same time as that Wild Wild West song. They were popular right around the same time. All right, 10 songs that should be banned. This is from TheKnot.com, K-N-O-T. Number one on the list is Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
Yeah.
That one doesn't get played as much, I don't think. I mean, again, in the 70s and 80s, especially the 80s, that song, everywhere.
I don't go to too many weddings, so I think if I were to hear it,
you'd be like, oh. You'd be, oh. So.
Oh.
That's right. All right, we have to break here. We'll come back, wrap up the songs from weddings with your texts and more, 312-981-7200. And then we're going to play a round of That's Not My Name, and we will welcome author Mike Oswald to the show to talk about your guide to the national parks and your summer vacation. We'll take a break here. News is next.
Every morning before the sun comes up, he brings me coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, this love him so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know he'll go with me until the end.
Yeah.
Everybody asks me how I know.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude. 2 to 5 a.m. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. 606 got their requests in. Second one of the two for Tuesday. Peggy Lee, hallelujah, love him so. The great Peggy Lee. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back. Coming up after the 4:30 news, we're going to welcome author Mike Oswald to the show, and he's going to tell you all about the national parks. He's put together a book that's called Your Guide to the National Parks, and that is indeed exactly what it is, and it is fantastic. And he's going to give you some tips on how to have an affordable, wonderful vacation this year, checking out the national parks. That's coming up. And we're going to play a little round of That's Not My Name, where I will throw out celebrities' names, and Esmeralda and Dan will attempt guessing at what their real names are. And Stan Lee, according to Esmeralda, is Daniel Liofsky, which is really not his name.
Well, now I know.
Right. Oh. All right. Songs to skip from TheKnot.com. You should not have these at your wedding. We mentioned Celebration by Kool and the Gang. Cha-Cha Slide by DJ Casper. What is that?
It's like the electric slide.
Oh, but... It's the electric slide where it tells you what to do. Where you go, take a step to the left.
Right.
And now go upside.
But this one's like, now cha-cha.
Right. That's terrible. I've seen that at weddings. It's terrible. It says, we're guessing you and your guests have the ability to come up with your own dance moves. So let's nick the step-by-step group dance lesson. Yeah. All right. How about this one? They also say, skip We Are Family by Sister Sledge.
Yeah. That one can go.
It was played at my second wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was. And also the Pittsburgh Pirates played it back in the 70s when the Buccos were actually one of the coolest teams in the majors. And their theme was We Are Family. Sister Sledge. They say skip Hot in Here by Nelly. So you take off all your clothes except the Band-Aid on your face. There's no way. It's getting hot in here. This is a stand-in for all the overplayed, inappropriate club songs that have a tendency to creep into weddings. What about that In the Club by 50 Cent?
Yeah, that one's, I mean, if you're going along those lines of inappropriate.
Yeah.
There's a few lines in there. No.
They should play it at a birthday party, don't you think? It would be more appropriate at a birthday party?
Right.
You know? Birthday
would work, yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't say, it's your wedding. It's your wedding.
You play it at the after party.
Yeah. All right. At the after party?
Yes. In the hotel lobby.
Ignition did make the list. It's like number 20 on the current playlist.
What is Ignition?
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know what that is. What
is it? Jam by one of the most awful human beings on the face of the earth, but
right.
Great song.
Who? Yeah. What is it?
R. Kelly.
Oh. Is he in a closet? Is he singing it in a closet? That, by the way, is the only accomplishment that R. Kelly has come up with that I acknowledge, is the Trapped in the Closet chapters, which is the fact that he actually thinks it's good is incredible. Like, he thinks he's a genius. Like, it is one of the most mesmerizingly awful things I've ever seen in my life are the Trapped in the Closet chapters. Did I tell you the story, right, Esmeralda? I was at a party one time, and I brought, like, I don't know what chapters through 15 or 16 or whatever, I brought them over.
Yeah.
And I said, you got to see this. This is unbelievable. And I put it in the DVD player at this party, and by chapter 5, the room was packed, and people just could not. They were like, is this for real?
They're good. I like the Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah, I like them because they're awful. I like them in the same way that I like Fever Pitch. It has that same quality to it because it's absolutely, utterly awful, but it is mesmerizing. So what is Ignition? He's running around. Is he in a closet?
No, he's in the hotel lobby.
He's in a hotel lobby. Does he believe he can fly in that one?
I'm sure.
All right, they also say we got to skip I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah. With the other two guys from the Black Eyed Peas that don't do anything. YMCA by the Village People should be skipped.
Completely.
Yeah.
I agree completely.
I still don't understand why they play it at Wrigley during a pitching change. I never understood they make a pitching change and they play YMCA. Why, is the guy going to leave and go to the Y? The pitcher they're taking out?
Isn't he hitting the showers?
He's hitting the showers, but... All right. They also say that you should skip the chicken dance. No, you shouldn't. In fact, I think the bride should come down the aisle to the chicken dance. That's what I think. It says, at a wedding, everyone's dressed to the nines and feeling festive. Is this really the best time to flap your arms like a chicken in front of that cute bridesmaid or groomsman or new spouse? Yeah, it is, in fact.
I would hope that you already flapped your arms around your spouse.
Listen. Doing the chicken dance at a wedding is the least offensive thing that people do at weddings. People do a lot worse things at weddings than the chicken dance. Every Breath You Take by the Police.
Well, yeah, I mean, that one's just creepy.
But people misunderstand that song. I'm telling you, they have since it came out.
Right, but let's not perpetuate it.
No, I understand that. The song is about stalking, and Sting has said, listen... This is not a romantic song. It sounds pretty, you know. I mean, it's because it's really beautiful, beautiful, beautiful melody, beautifully produced, and it sounds really pretty. But it's about a dude who's stalking a woman. That's what it's about. There's nothing romantic about that. It's a creepy song. And he's like the first to acknowledge it. Like when the song came out in 1983, it was actually being played at weddings. I went to weddings where that was like the first dance. Like in the early 80s and the mid 80s when Synchronicity came out. And I remember sitting at a table going, is this really, this is their first dance? Do they know what this song is about? What are we talking about here? So it got to the point where like Sting went, listen, don't pick this song as your first dance at a wedding because it's not a romantic song. He had to explain to people. And it's not like the lyrics are a mystery, Esmeralda, right? I mean, it's pretty obvious what this song is.
Right. You just have to listen.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone actually listens
to the
lyrics.
No, they hear the beauty of the dun 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 dun. They get kind of, you know, seduced by how beautiful the song sounds. And then all of a sudden, I'll be watching you is the refrain? No. They also have the Macarena on this don't playlist. They also have Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. Nah, come on. Stayin' Alive is fun. It's Stayin' Alive. It's the Bee Gees. I don't know. Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler is on this list. And the reason why is because of Old School. In the movie Old School, there's a really dirty version of that song that's sung and Will Ferrell's wedding at Old School. Like, the band does a really filthy version of it. So I guess that became a thing. Like, after Old School came out, it became hip to play that song and swear, just like Money Money. Oh, Dan, you're going to be upset about this next one.
This is crap.
They suggest skipping My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Dan is not happy. It says, we're not passing judgment on Celine Dion, but Titanic propelled this song to the realm of romance cliche. Besides, remember that Leo died in the movie. It's a bit tragic for a wedding. What was I watching where they were like, you know, there was really enough room for Leo on that board.
Every person that's seen that.
It's like, all she had to do, Kate Winslet, all she had to do was like move over a little.
I think they did a Mythbusters. Saying,
did they do a Mythbusters on that?
I thought I had heard they had.
That's great. They say, don't play Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now by CC and the Music Factory. I don't know. I love that song. Freedom Williams. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. You got to love that song. Although it's not 1991 anymore, so I guess, you know. And they say No Love Shack by the B-52s.
Oh, see, that one's great. It brings people together.
I like Love Shack. I think it's good. Love Shack, baby!
How's it go?
I can't remember.
Gonna hop in my car?
Gonna go it's in the car, and it's big as a whale!
It's about to set sail.
Do you know what I learned from pop-up video of the B-52's Love Shack?
Is it going to be the tin roof rusted thing? Go ahead.
Tin roof rusted means that she is pregnant.
That's right.
I thought it didn't.
No, it does.
Then she's like, no, it just means something I made up.
Tin roof rusted. Gonna get in my car. It's as big as a whale.
He's starting to sound a little like, what's his face?
Cameo?
Yeah.
Larry Blackmon? No, that's completely
different.
You're
starting to meld them together.
That's like, I got my cod piece on. That's different than, there's a monster in my pants, and he does a naughty dance. Monster! Ah!
Seems to be a theme to your impressions.
Cod pieces and monsters in pants. What's wrong with that? What's his last, Fred, why am I blanking on his last name? Fred
Schneider?
Schneider, yeah, Fred Schneider. That's as big as a whale! See? Sounds exactly like Fred Schneider. Not at all like Larry Blackmon. Just like candy! All right. Does Larry Blackmon, does Cameo get played at weddings? They should, man. Word up! That should be played at every wedding. And you know what? Every groom should dress like that with the red codpiece and the high top fade. That would be the best wedding apparel ever. Can you imagine the pictures of the wedding like that? I do! That's how they say their vows. All right. We got to take a break here, and we'll wrap up the wedding songs that you shouldn't play at weddings, that you love at weddings. We'll do a round of That's Not My Name coming up as well. Right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to request Two for Tuesday. It's Biker Don, his request Two for Tuesday. Charlie Daniels Band still in Saigon. All right. Charlie Daniels, man. All right, Nick DiGilio here. We're talking about songs played at weddings that aren't good, some that are. 262 area code says Jerry Rafferty's Right Down the Line was our first song. That's an interesting choice. Esmeralda, are you familiar with Jerry Rafferty?
I am not.
Wow. Oh! He had a few hits in the 70s, Jerry Rafferty. It's 872 says, the DJs like to bump this tune at weddings. Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. It's got to be a popular wedding song to dance the bunny hop to and other funky dances.
I don't know how funky the bunny hop is, but
the bunny,
all right.
Do people still bunny hop? Do you bunny hop to play that funky music? Is that a bunny hopping song?
I would not.
All right. 847 area code says, "You and I" by Crystal Gayle and Eddie Rabbit is a good one to dance to.
Oh.
Oh. 708. I don't know if this was mentioned yet, but "Thank You," the Duran Duran version. Listen, if you're going to play "Thank You," you play the Zeppelin version. You don't. And I love Duran Duran, but you don't play the Duran Duran version. You remember that album that Duran Duran did of all covers? It was called "Thank You."
No.
You guys don't
what
remember
else
did that?
They do.
They did a bunch. They did "White Lines."
No.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Oh. It's. I'm telling you, it's awesome. Can you find Dan? Can you find that? They do "White Lines." They did. There's a bunch of stuff on there. They do a Lou Reed song. They do, but "Thank You" by Zeppelin. It's called, the album's called "Thank You." It came out after the Wedding album. Which, remember the Wedding album, the big comeback album for them, like in the early 90s? You guys don't remember it. The Wedding album. It's got "Come Undone." It's got "Ordinary World."
Right, I know that one.
That was a huge, that was their, like, their comeback album, because in the late 90s, or late 80s, early 90s, they were nowhere. Yeah. A very strange reaction. That's Duran Duran's cover of "White Lines."
No.
It's awesome.
No.
I mean, it's not as good as the first one, but it's awesome.
That's a bit of a travesty there. No.
No, it's not a travesty.
No.
You should hear their cover of "Thank You." That's a travesty. Sam says, "I don't want Campton and Tennille played." Well, good, because it's 2016. I don't think there's going to be an issue. I've never gone to a wedding in the past 20 years where I went, man, I hope they don't play any Captain Tennille.
The John Buck Company
what happened
Foundation
there?
Hosts its annual spring fling.
I swear to you, I didn't touch anything.
I saw your hands the entire time.
I did not touch anything.
It's a ghost.
Wow. Colonel McCormick said, he was a ghost of Colonel McCormick, said, "Yeah, listen, you played that White Lines thing, you're going to commercial now."
See?
I thought it was the Captain of Tennille.
Probably the Captain of Tennille reference.
Oh, because he's a colonel. So, you know, the captain.
If it were Colonel and Tennille, it'd be a different story. That was really weird, Dan. I didn't touch anything.
That was very strange, yeah.
Who's here? Is Bob here?
Bob is here. I believe Ben is also here.
Wow.
And a ghost is here.
And a ghost is here, because I didn't touch nothing. Anybody touch anything in there, Dan?
I would own up to it. I did not purposely touch anything.
Maybe the Bob, what's going on, man? It's freaking me out. Bob came in to look at what's going on. You know, I just saw The Conjuring 2. Perhaps that has something to do with it. Ooh. Yeah. All right. 217 area code says, "Hey, thanks for a timely show. I'm leaving this morning to fly to my daughter's wedding in Hawaii." Oh, that's nice. Getting married in Hawaii. Looking forward to it. Hopefully there are some good songs to dance to. Well, I hope they don't play any Captain and Tennille.
The Colonel.
I'm going to bring the volume up here, Dan.
I think we're back to good.
On this pod, so I hope it doesn't just suddenly go off.
Don't badmouth Captain
I
and
better
Tennille.
Not. I love Captain and Tennille. Muskrat Love is one of the greatest songs ever recorded. From our listener in London, not sure if it's been mentioned yet, but Stevie Wonder, "Sign, Seal, Deliver" for a first dance. That's a good one.
It's like a jam.
It is.
It is a good one.
847 area code. Nick says, "I think every wedding I've been to has played Love Shack by the B-52. Love Shack!
I think it's more Love Shack. More of that.
Love Shack.
There you go.
Like a whale.
There you go. It's getting better.
708 area code, "At Last" by Etta James. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a real good one. I've heard that at a lot of weddings. 815 area code, "I'm a single mom. We did a mother-daughter dance. She chose What a Wonderful World." Yeah, Louis Armstrong. That's great. You've heard that at a lot of weddings. Followed by YMCA. And Captain and Tennille. 847 area code says, old-time rock and roll is overplayed. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it was brought back to life by my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies of all time. I think a lot of people had forgotten about old-time rock and roll, and then Tom Cruise in 1983 started dancing around in his underwear, and everybody went, oh, yeah, this song, I'm going to play it now all the time. It recharted because of Risky Business. So, all right. Well, there you go. There are some songs that should not be played or have been played at weddings. And, Esmeralda, do you have a song picked out for when you get married?
Nope.
Oh. No Captain and Tennille?
All Captain and Tennille.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be all of it. All the albums.
All the.
I'm going to get them there.
You're going to get. You. I'm sure it won't be an issue. Oh, you know they got divorced?
Right. Yeah. I think they still they can deal with each other. They're civil, but.
Yeah.
For your sake.
For your sake, because they got to show up at your wedding.
Right. Well, if you pay him money. You know.
I think she, by the way, here's a little piece of trivia. You want a little piece of trivia? Tony Tennille? She is on Pink Floyd The Wall.
Oh.
All righty then. Okay, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we're going to play a round of That's Not My Name, and Mike Oswald will tell you about all the national parks in the country. And placing a loved one in a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care for your loved one in return. Sadly, nursing home negligence is real. It's a serious problem. Neglect and abuse of the elderly happen every day. The law firm of Conasec & Dillon wants you to know that nursing home negligence can cause serious life-threatening medical conditions like dehydration and malnutrition, fractures, infections, pressure sores, and even death. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec & Dillon. The law firm of Conasec & Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec & Dillon understands that entrusting a loved one to a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. Protect your loved ones. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655.